person was the wife of the then vice chancellor of Bengali gentleman from Nauru. Vice chancellor of Lucknow University. His wife, she was a devotee, and from her that Professor Nixon in Michigan, she took first initiation. And afterwards she became a sannyasi, Swami Krishna Prabhu, a fair looking tall gentleman. He has got a history. In the first great war, when he was in the French line, and air soldier, and when he found that death is sure, the plane is falling within the jurisdiction, the German area, he prayed. He met me here, and then also in Vrindavan. If there be any God, let him save me. But then he fainted. Afterwards, when he woke up, he saw himself in a French hospital. And they could not say anything, but told that anyhow the plane somehow or other fell in the French area. Then he remembered his past prayer, and the spiritual came out of hospital, went to the British church and said, I want to see God, if there be any, please a voice, guide me. But afterwards, as he told, when they advised, you want to see God direct, it is not possible here. We have got no such tradition in our Bible. That is, you go to India, and there may be some yogi that can contact us directly. So he came here. Anyhow, he took initiation from that lady devotee, who was the wife of the then vice principal of Lucknow. And then, in that plot, he was wandered to India. Same thing about him also, that's for me. And he established an ashram in Almora. And then began to preach also. But in a young age, you must have heard his name. Seen also. Another was Dr. Sardana, Madan Gopal Sardana. He was our god brother, superintendent engineer. That's, she also comes from the Hindu side. Another, Pitam Singh. Another, you might have heard, if not seen, Dr. Panna Lal, who was advisor to the governor, UP, Bihar. They can come from Agra. There was one professor named Surya Kumar Kajparma, a professor of mathematics in the Agra College. That gentleman was a good mathematician and detected some mistake in the calculation of a German mathematician. So he was a high man. And he was a devotee of Gauranga, to Gauranga. And influenced by his character, many persons in the UP, we found they are devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This family, this Panna Lal, three brothers, Ashwati Lal, a big advocate in Agra. Second, Panna Lal, ICS, old ICS, and the last, he was governor, advisor to the governor. We saw in the paper. And the third brother, Kundam Lal, he was assistant editor in Manchester Garden in India for 20 years. And when a student, in the first break war, he visited Germany. He married one British lady called to read. The lady was the daughter of Carl Fettridge, the logician. We have read his logic, Carl Fettridge. Carl Fettridge's daughter, I forgot her name, she was the principal of the art college in England, some art college. And Miss Kundalal married her and had a daughter. Then he came away. And he also took Harinam from our Guru Maharaj. We caught him in this note while preaching. And then Kundalal was sometimes editor of a paper named National Call in Patna. So the editor of the paper, Delhi paper, National Call from Patna. And there is another professor in Agra College, our god brother, Aud Bihari Kapoor. He is also a doctor, and he has written a book about Sri Chaitanya's life and teachings, based on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there he got doctorship, Aud Bihari Kapoor. He comes from Allahabad. But he was a long time a professor in Agra College. Still living. Oh. When we were preaching in that side, in Naimasharana, our Guru Maharaj had a mosque. He established a mosque there. Renamed Bhagavat Mosque for us. Mosque, Naimasharana. Nimsa. And we visited several times and the priest around. Long time ago, 40 years back. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
And Sri Krishna the
artist? And we are told that you have some questions.
Kshetra Maharaj, in the Western world, we find that 6 out of 10 marriages end up in divorce within a few years.
Six
out of 10 marriages.
Ten?
Out of 10 marriages.
Marriages.
Mm. If 10 marriages are performed in the Western world, and especially in England,
only 6 are successful.
Only 6 are successful. The other 4 end up in divorce within a year.
Yes, separated.
And the result is that there are so many delinquent children are on the increase in the Western world. The marriage is no more a hasn't got the same bond as it used to be. I was wondering if you have got any message which Haraniya Maharaj could publish and it could be distributed in the Western world. How these people could be stopped from divorcing and so that they could remain together. Because we feel that they are very much on the material platform, sense gratification, and once they get tired of the other partner, they want to leave the other partner straight away because they have got no God consciousness in them left.
In Bhagavatam, it is mentioned how the society is going on and how it should go. Dharmasya jhapavargasya natthastha upakalpate Matasya Dharmantantasya Kama Ulavaya Vishyata Kamasya Nendriya Priti Labhu Jivita Jyavata Jivasya Tattiti Jnasa Natsu Yashtiha Karma Dhin. The arrangement of the system of our life, how it should be and how it is going on at present. Dharma Artha Kama. There are three folds of them, dharmattva, kam, moksha. We will take this four also. The fourfold ends of life. Kam means sense pleasure. Then artha means to collect energy, what can be converted into sense pleasure. Dharma means duty. And mukti means to get liberation from the present undesirable life. Fourfold ends of life. Someone must follow any of these. The worst class, the lowest class are following sense pleasure. The sense pleasure. Dharmasya jhapavarkasya. Srimad Bhagavatam says that the dharma, the duty, must be set in such a way that it will take to liberation. No artha, arthaya bhukalpati, but at present, duty is set in such a way that to earn maximum money. No artha, arthaya bhukalpati. That money earning is not the end, is not the aim of our duty. Atmatthasya dharmaikantasya kamulavaya vishita. And the money should be utilized to help the duty and not to purchase sense pleasure. And sense pleasure, sense connection with the material world, that is not for sense pleasure, but it should be guided in such a way that we can keep our health well. We shall have material connection so much so that we shall have a good body and good mind. So Bhagavatam says that at present we fix our duty to earn maximum money, and with that money we enjoy ourselves and we distribute them to others. We think that we are doing best duty, but it should not be so. Only we shall take the help from the material world so much as to keep our body fit. And with the fitness of the body we shall earn money. And the money should be utilized to help our duty, to discharge our duty. And the duty should be so placed that it will take me to liberation. But this should be. The varnasram is also meant for such. Srimad Bhagavatam says, dharma sunushthita pungsaam vishyakshena kathasuja nupade jadidati samayi manke. The duty at directed in varnasram, a brahman khatriya vaishya shudra and brahmachari gharasta vanaprastha sannyas. If this system helps us to go to attain Krishna bhakti, then it is all right. But if it fails to take us to that goal, then it is asura vatnasam, failure in vatnasam. Dharma sunishthita pungsaam vishyakshena kathasuja nupadare jyotijatim samaye bahi kevalam. I have perfectly perform my duties, but it did not produce any attachment and devotion to Vishnu. Then this is all failure, it is in vain. So in Bhagavad Gita also we find, by our past karma, wherever we are floated, yada praditi bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam sakarmana tamudvacca siddhim bindi. Yada praditi bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam. The power, the all-pervading power that has taken me, carried me to my present position, if from that position, by our own energy, our karma, we try to satisfy him, then we are going up. The energy, the power which has given me this position and which is all around me, always, the sarvamidam tatam, sakarmana tamabhat. By my own duty, by my own activity, I must revere, I must show my respect to that power which is all around. Siddhim bindi, then if I can begin my life in this way, my gratitude to the power that has given me such elevated position, and that with that power that is given to me, utilize it for this service, then I will get promotion. Siddhim bindi, I shall go to my goal in Bhagavad Gita. Jat karoshi jatasnasi jat duroshi jatas jat tavasishku tat kurishya madhattanam. Whatever you come across, you meet, try to devote it for my satisfaction and you will make progress gradually. In this way, that this is possible only when we can find some fine gain in our life. Our hope, our prospect in the higher world, if we can come across that, then only it is possible to control us from this self-gratification stage of our life to save us. So, preaching is necessary from all sides, whether he be a Christian or a Mohammedan or a Hindu, everyone must be common here, or a Buddhist, that they have to submit to sensualism, that can never be any higher standard of life. Self-control is necessary. But what for? Self-control? That to work out our salvation from the defective area in which we are living at present. Bhagavad Gita says, janma mrityu jarat vyadhi dukkha dosham darshanam. There are the intelligence or reason of three kinds classified: sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Sattvic intelligence, that higher reasoning will read the environment in such a way where there is birth, there is death, there is disease, and there is infirmity, there cannot be happiness. If we have got such keen eye to read the environment, and it is possible only when we get that higher reasoning, that this is not a good place to live. We must fix higher sphere to have our life. This Satic intelligence can help us. Another thing which is the basis of Vaishnavism, Bhagavad Dharma. What I told, this is Varnasrama. Varnasrama. By good karma, we are gradually coming to such adaptability. But Bhagavad Dharma is another peculiar type. That is based on our taste. Taste. Not by intelligence or calculation or karma, nothing. That is Sukriti Ruchi. Wherever I may be, I may not be a Brahmin, but I may be a Chandal. But if I can collect a little bit of my taste for the Leela of Krishna, or Vishnu, Narayana, and with the help of that, if we come in the association of the sadhus and develop my taste towards him, whoever I may be, or whatever position I may be in, I can have a direct promotion towards the Lord. Anyone, it may be a lecturer, or maybe a chandal, anyone may he be, but taste ruchi, taste sraddha. And with sadhu sangha, he may direct, he may go to Vaikuntha. Whereas this qualified Brahmin, he may have to go down towards, if he cannot have any taste towards Narayana or Vishnu. So Mahaprabhu, if you have gone through Charitana Charitamrita, when he asked Raya Ramananda, Sadhya Sadhana Tattva, what is our destination and how to attain that? Please explain this. Ramananda first came out with Varnasrama conception. Varnasrama Charvata, Purushina Parapuman. Vishnu Radhadhyati Pantha Nannaktattu Sukarma. By faithfully practicing the duties that are given to us in Varnasrama Dharma, a Brahmin Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, by discharging his own respective duties, they can go forward. Mahaprabhu told Sri Chaitanya Dev, this is also superficial, go deeper, deeper. Then Ramananda came out. Krishna karmatvam sabva sadhya sam. If whatever duty we do, if we have direct connection, Varnasram has got a relation with Narayana in a indirect way. But if one be of direct conscience to offer his karma to Narayana, then his life is more successful. Jat karoshi, whatever you do it for him. It is also a custom in our country that whatever deity we worship, either Durga or Shiva, Kritoitat Karma Phalam Sri Krishna Samarpita Mastu. At the end of the function, we take some water in the hand and we offer all the consequences to Krishna for him. The result of the puja, home, yoga, shraddha, whatever it may be, it should be offered to Krishna, to the center. So we must be consciously do that, direct. That is রামানন্দ চরিতজাত কত শ্রীজদস নাশি জল মহাপ্রভু তো এহ বাহ্য দিস ইজ অলসো সুপারিটিশিয়ান গো গীতা দেন জানান সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যজ্য মামেক কর্মত্যাগ ওই মামেকম শরণ যেন কমপ্লিটলি ডিসোসিয়েট উইথ ইউ উইথ দি ডিউটিস ডিউটিস দ্যাট আর দ্যাট ইজ you think the duties that you think that is proper to you in your present position. Give up all duties and prepare to come to God exclusively, all eliminating. Come forward towards God. Sarva dharmam paricharya mam kriya. In Bhagavata Sangai Bhagunam Devasa, মায়াধিষ্ঠান অপেক্ষাকাম ধর্মান সমতজ্য যশ্বর্মা মান ভজে সচসপ্ত দ্য ডিউটিস দ্যাট আর অর্ডার্ড বাই মি ইন দি শাস্ত্র ফর ডিফারেন্ট স্টেজেস ইজ ওয়ান দ্যাট ইজ এ কনস্টিটিউশনাল মেথড অফ প্রোগ্রেস বাট গিভ দ্যাম আপ অ্যান্ড টেক দি ওই দি পাথ অফ রিভলিউশন Give up everything and they come to me and I shall protect you. The Bhagavad Gita has said in his Bhagavad Gita edition, under this slok he put a very good emotional meaning. He has told this, that in this last slok the Lord has distributed nectar in a golden plate. Sonatsalate Suvarna Thala upore jomito poribeshan. He has taken in this way. Wherever we may be, according to your karma, does not matter at all. But from there, give up everything and jump towards Krishna. So you are all my all. I want you, and it is all cut off, all connection. Karma tag. Wonderful it is that Mahaprabhu eho bhajjo age kahava. This is also superficial. So you are jumping, you are accepting revolutionary path, but you have not got yet anything. Taking risk to get the desired results. And this is cannot be accepted because you took risk and you jumped towards Krishna. There is no certainty that you will get him. This is also superficial. I'll go deeper, fitting to the proper meaning. Then Ramananda told Jnanamitra Bhakti, Agyaiva Gunandosanna, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma no Sochati no Kamsati, Samasvadvesu Bhutesu Madhbhakti no Lavati Para. Agyaiva Brahma Bhuta, one who has attained in such a position that he can conceive that he is not a part of this mundane world, but he is conscious, he is a part of the conscious world, Atma, Ketam, a particle of consciousness, he can understand. And Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna Atma, his heart is satisfied. No sochati, not to mourn, because no affinity to think, mortal things, not to own, no kankhati, and is he fully aware of transientness and substantiality of the material thing. So he does not want anything mundane. Madhukti Bhavati Parang. then he can acquire my Lord devotion. Eho Vajjo, this is also external. Yes, he is in a position and he is aspiring after the truth, but he has not got the truth as yet. Not sure position. Even fall from that position is possible. This is Kanamishra Bhakti. Then Ramananda told, Gyan Sunna Bhakti Sadhya Sahar. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. The uncalculative devotion, affinity towards the Lord. That is, that should be our position as from we shall go further. Jnana sunna bhakti sadhya sahar. No calculation of loss and gain, but he does not know why he has got some taste for the service of Krishna, of Narayana. He does not. He can't understand. Not based on loss and gain, Jnana sunna. No calculation there. But automatic tendency towards the service of Krishna. It is very tasteful to him. Wherever he may be a Chandal, or a Mlecho, or a Brahmin, or Buddha, anyone he may be. But if he confess within his heart that he has got some causeless attraction towards the Supreme Authority, Mahaprabhu, yes, you are there. Here it may be admitted. Now go further. So far this is external, this is dismissed. But here Jnanasunya Bhakti, when he told that only based on internal test and not by any calculation, by jukti, this is good, this is bad, all this, when he is the judge and making judgments what is right, wrong, all this cancelled, but spontaneous, a spark of spontaneous attraction towards the center, Krishna, if it is found anywhere, Brahmananda Bhumiti, is wandering through this infinite world, according to his karma. But in any place, in any time, coming in contact with a real agent, a real sadhu, if one has acquired a very small quantity of ruchi, taste, attraction, that can be, that is reliable. This calculated things are not reliable, nor the imposed duty in the varnasram, not reliable. But the heart's tendency, sincere tendency towards, that is the seed of raga or love, prem, we can rely, depend on that. Eo hoy age kahoa. Let us, the example, Dhani Prayasamudapasya Namantreva Jeevanti Sanmukharitan Bhavadiyo Vastan Sthane Sthita Sudhigatan Tanuvang Manuvi Jee Prayasamudhigati Tappasita Sthidakka. This was given from Bhagavatam. The Praman was quoted. This Jnani Prayasamudavasya. I am vulnerable, so my calculation of my good or about the environment, all vulnerable. So I should not rely on my judgment. My judgment is fallible. So independent of my judgment, if I have acquired some unnatural, not unnatural, but quite natural thing, if I can gather, the attraction, the favor from that side, bhakti, which is nirguna. Nirguna means, guna means sattva, raja, tamo. This is the constituent parts of maya. Maya means misunderstanding. Misunderstanding also divided into three sections. Tamo, deep ignorance, misunderstanding, and the rajo means middle, and the sattva means very misunderstanding there, but not much. But within misunderstanding, within maya. Maya means local interest, to see things or read the environment by local interest, not from the standpoint of universal interest. The Hegelian theory says the reality must be for itself, by itself and for itself. By itself sees his own cause. If someone is the cause of that, then he cannot be reality. The prime cause must be reality. So reality must be self-existent, satasiddha, svayambhu. And another thing, the reality must be for itself. He exists for his own satisfaction, not to satisfy another thing. Then if his existence will be to satisfy for another thing, that will hold the primary position, and this will have secondary position. His existence is to satisfy some other thing, so that will be primary. So to become reality, that must have within him that for himself, everything for himself. So everything for him. Aham hi sarvayogyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvayogye sarvahari. Everything meant for me. You are also meant for me. To come to such understanding, to have pure devotion. He is the only party, absolute, one, Advaigas. And we have his potencies of different types. We are meant for his lila. He is making lila. And we are contributing there. This is the universal vision of the whole. And you must have to come to that harmony. Without doing that, when you think your separate interest however extended, I am personal interest, family interest little extended, village interest, society interest, then country interest, all extended selfiness in the infinite. However greater part may be, that is a mere point in the infinite, it has got no position. So nothing less than the whole, what is necessary. So we are a part of his lila, everything meant to satisfy him, not to satisfy me. My satisfaction is a part of his satisfaction. His satisfaction is there, and it must be a contributing point there. I am his part, and my satisfaction must be a part of his satisfaction. In this way, then there will be harmony, no clash. Otherwise there will be clash. Extended selfishness from one country to another country fight, one society another society fight, one sex another sex fight, class, different angle of vision, separate interest. But all must merge in the center. Aham hi sarvayogyanam. Whatever ishavashvidam sarvam, jatkincha jagattam jagattino taktino. Everything belongs to him. With this view, you try to move on, then you will get the harmonized and nice life. then Dhyani Prayaso. What brain, papi brain I have got, our Guru Maharaj used to say, papi brain. Yeah? What is my papi brain? How can it understand and how can it find out its own welfare? So it comes from revealed line. Vidyadhi, Manusangata we find. What is the definition of dharma? Manu says, Vidyadhi, Srivitasvadhi, Nityamadvishuradhi, Hridayena bhanujjnatu jo dharmastam nibodhata. Manu says, what is dharma, what is duty? I just tell you, or listen to. So what is this? Vidyadhi shivita. Vidyadhi. The interpretation has given Veda Vidhi. Vidyadhi. Who is Vidyam? Who is learned? The Vedavit. Who are well versed in the revealed truth. No value of this empirical acquired knowledge. This is all false. No standpoint they have got of their own. All selfish and the crooked and the very meager. And from the infinite standpoint that has been extended here in this mundane, the knowledge, Veda Gyan, and you are to study that, revealed truth, revealed scripture. And in Bhagavatam we find Uddhava says to Krishna, why in the name of religion so many forms we find here? None is able to clear this position. You can only do. So I put this question to you, my master. Please solve. Then Krishna told, Palayi Vaniyam Veda Sangita, Nasta Palayi Vaniyam Veda Sangita, Mayadu Brahmani Prapta Dharma Yachyamadatmaka. After the wholesale dissolution, when the creation began, I told about religion to Brahma. Mayadu Brahmani Prakta. First, it came from me to Brahma, the free creator. And then from Brahma it came to this world. Mayadu Dharmo Yashan Madhatmaka. And what is religion? I told, that is this subject of the religion is myself. Krishna told. Mayadu Brahmani Prakta. What is religion? And I told that it is with me. I am all in all. To know me, to have me, that is religion. This is religion. I am the truth. I am the consciousness, judgment, and I am the fulfillment. Satchitananda. And the dharma is connecting me only. And this I first delivered to Brahma. And from Brahma, so many others, Manusputra, so many disciples in disciplic order. Then, why this variegated nature? Prithivi Vaichitra as Parampurjena. From Brahma, his first group, so many, they heard from Brahma. But according to their own capacity, they could understand, they could follow Brahma. Not of the same standard. That was modified by their own internal prejudice. So, Prakriti Vaichitra, Brahma told, and so many hearing, but according to their own capacity, they could understand. When in that turn they gave delivery to their own disciple, there was some distinction. Then from disciple quarter, disciple to disciple, disciple, so many changes in the medium, modification. In the beginning it was one, when it came from me and the Brahma. But afterwards it was modified by the prejudices of those that came to learn that thing. So, Prakriti Vaichitra in the first group, and afterwards Parampurjena. from 1 to 2, 3 numbers in this way, as many medium it is coming, it is being modified. So in this world now find a jungle and some pass on the matter upar, some competitive opinions have been sprung out from this mundane world also. So as now it is a jungle. Some they chase in the top, some in job, some in done, some in pilgrimage. So one gives stress in another one thing. In this way, this variegated nature, and it failed. But really, it was one, and I was the.